This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A story in the Montana Free Press reports that a ranch in Melville, Montana has added a solar power array that will satisfy all of the ranch's energy needs, joining a growing number of rural operations in Montana taking advantage of federal grants. The J. Bar L. Ranch lies beneath the Crazy Mountains on the rolling prairie hills and among the cottonwoods that shade the Sweetgrass River. Newly installed solar panels convert sunlight into electricity for powering lights, running power tools, and pumping water to stock tanks for more than 1,000 cows that will winter on the ranch in Melville, north of Big Timber. The solar panels are a core part of J. Bar L.'s new 83-kilowatt solar energy project. Two roof-mounted solar arrays on J. Bar L.'s barns and two ground-mounted solar arrays in the ranch's pastures were installed, one with a footprint the size of two semi-trailers and the other the size of a tractor. The new solar energy system will provide nearly 100% of the 8,000-acre ranch's electrical draw. The system is projected to save Andrew and Hillary Anderson, the managers of the J. Bar L. Ranches, more than $13,000 on their annual energy bill from Northwestern Energy, while reducing the ranch's reliance on energy created in the coal-fired generators at Colstrip. With an end to its hefty power bills, J. Bar L. anticipates the new system will pay for itself in just 4 or 5 years. With a $49,000 federal grant from the Rural Energy for America program, also known as REAP, J. Bar L. is cutting into a significant component of its carbon footprint and building resilience into its power supply. REAP provides grants and loans to eligible rural and agricultural businesses to support energy efficiency and renewable energy development. Initially established by Congress through the Farm Bill in 2002, REAP is administered through the U.S. Department of Agriculture, or the USDA. Businesses must cover the entire cost of the installation of the solar energy project and then are reimbursed upon completion by receiving a grant. REAP grants can cover up to 50% of the cost of installing a solar system to help farmers and small businesses power their operations, or, when combined across loans and grants, REAP can cover up to 75% of a project. REAP grants and loans can fund small hydro or wind power projects and can provide funding for higher efficiency heating, ventilation, insulation, or irrigation. With the passage of President Biden's 2022 Inflation Reduction Act, funding for the REAP program has grown to more than $2 billion. Over the last few years, REAP funding has been awarded to a growing number of ranchers and farmers in Montana, including Alan Weaver in Big Sandy, 71 Ranch in Martinsdale, 52 Ranch in Lindsay, and Cayuse Livestock, also in Melville, as well as others. Further saving ranchers and farmers money is the ability for small-scale private energy projects, including solar panels, small wind turbines, and small-scale hydro, to tie into the power grid through a process called net metering. During times of energy surplus, net metering provides utility customers credits that can be used against a power bill on cold winter days or long stretches of cloudy skies. Customers can request a net meter from their utility provider, which allows any energy not used by the customer to be put back onto the electric grid. Currently, Northwestern Energy customers like the Andersons are credited for each kilowatt hour produced. At the J. Bar L. Ranch in Melville, the Andersons' goal is to make it so they have no power bill throughout the year. A social media post over Labor Day weekend showed a bison pinning a man to the ground in Yellowstone National Park. The visitor got way too close to the wild bison, which is now the largest animal to roam North America. Bison can weigh well over 2,000 pounds. Yellowstone National Park warns every visitor entering the park to stay away from wildlife, and signs are posted throughout the park for visitors to stay far away. The social media post showed the man prone on the ground, with the bison's head pinning the man's head and shoulders down. The post said, "This is what happens when you get too close to a bison. The guy is okay, just got a few bruises, mostly a bruised ego." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.